Welcome to the Streamlined Podcaster, a podcast that shows you how to put the right systems in place so you can stop spinning your wheels, focus on making great content, and see your show grow. Because there's nothing worse than putting a ton of effort into your show to see very few benefits and even fewer downloads. My name's Joe Casabona, and I know you're strapped for time, so let's get into it. I have been thinking a lot about podcast formats lately. For a long time, it was, it's always host, co-host, or it's interviews. Most people who come to me want to start an interview podcast. There are a number of people who consider starting a solo show. I do a mix of both. This show is all solo episodes. Take note of that, people who are going to eventually pitch me to be on this show. But my other show, The Streamlined Solopreneur, is a mix of solo episodes, interviews. And so I've been thinking a lot about podcast format lately because podcasting is changing fundamentally, unavoidably. We've seen it in the news with like Wondery downsizing or shutting down and other story-driven podcasts, right? Like these highly produced fictional podcasts that are shutting down. Serial, which is one of the podcasts that has really catapulted podcasting like into the first wave of the mainstream, I would say. Publishes like fewer episodes further between since they've been acquired by the New York Times. The New York Times still puts out a bunch of podcasts, but they are news-based podcasts. And so I've been trying to think about, in an age where our tools, AI, take a shot, you know, the AI in 2025 drinking game, our tools have enabled us more than ever to be able to focus on creating really good content. But there is, and I should say, I'm not qualified to talk about this. I've never done an audio drama. I have talked to very few people who have done an audio drama, but is the audio drama format the right one for a podcast? Audiobooks are a thing. In fact, Spotify is like doubling down on audiobooks, right? They just added a new tier where you can buy more hours for audiobooks. I can't imagine that they would have done that if the first, you know, introduction of audiobooks to their audience was failing. So is it like, you know, are audio dramas like a short run podcast, which is perfectly fine, right? Like TV shows don't go on forever. So like, do podcasts have to go on forever? I would say no. I think that people think it's like, you got to do it weekly. You got to show up, but you don't necessarily have to. You do a 10 episode audio drama and you've told a story for a fixed budget and great. Good job. That's evergreen content. But I also think that like most people, if you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, oh, well, I have an interview podcast. That seems like the easiest type of content to create, right? Which it's not. Sorry to break it to you. There's a lot of work that goes into doing a good interview, Right? In a previous episode, I talked about like, don't make your guest provide questions to you. That is your job as the host. But like, similarly, do research, right? Don't just say we're going to have a casual conversation. Control the story, right? I have a document with all of my interviews and I go over it with my guests before we record. And we don't strictly stick to the script. Try saying that 10 times fast. But we do have a thread that we try to pull on and get back to. And I have been a little more heavy-handed in my edits lately to trim out some of the extra stuff, especially when I interview friends and we kind of go off tangent. I used to keep those in. I used to call them side quests, but I have to evolve, right? You know, I always think about the movie The Grand Hotel. It came out in like 1932. It's like, I think it's like Universal Pictures, like first great film. It's just people talking in a hotel. As far as I'm like, I'm not like a cinephile. I like movies, but I'm not, you know, I'm sorry if I'm like offending you by saying that. But my point is like, a good movie in 1932 was basically just like synchronized video and audio. That movie is boring today. Mediums evolve. And so like back when I first started podcasting, the fact that I had a decent conversation with great audio was all I needed to do because most podcasts sounded terrible or were meandering or like were about Apple. I feel like most podcasts were about Apple. And so like, you know, we need to evolve. And so what is a good podcast look like in 2025? I think if you're going to do a good interview, that could be good, right? But I'm starting to wonder if like the host co-host format is the best format. And I think it's because of the banter. It's easier to form a relationship, even if it's a parasocial relationship, with a host when they're doing more than just what I'm doing right now, which is talk at you, right? Because I'm not doing like an audio vlog. I'm not telling you about my day. I'm trying to stay focused on the topic, which is host co-host the best format? And so it's maybe harder for you to form a bond with me. Let me know. I mean, right at streamlinedfeedback.com and be like, no, you're wrong about that. I'm happy to hear that. But with a host co-host format, there's more opportunity to get personal, to do side quests, quote unquote, without it seeming distracting because it is part of the lore of the show. And I have a few examples here, right? You know, there's a show I really like called Upgrade. It's with Jason Snell and Mike Hurley. It's from Relay. Relay.fm is the website. And they have banter, but they stay generally focused. Mike is on another show, which is, I should say that Upgrade is technology, mostly Apple news. Connected, Mike is also on, also primarily tech/Apple news. And he is on it with Federico Vitici and Stephen Hackett. And they are less focused. There's a lot of japes, right? There's a lot of tomfoolery and horsing around. But that's like part of the lore of the show. You listen for that because they are all experts in this field, but it's fun. It's a fun version of what they're doing. It's a fun spin on what they're doing. Now, all of those guys are long time podcasters. They've been at it for a while. But let's look at a more recent trend, right? Which I think probably happened with The Office Ladies, which is like a rewatch podcast or maybe West Wing Weekly. But there are three rewatch podcasts that I listen to. Well, two I listen to. One, I'll tell you why in a minute. But of some of my favorite shows, right? So one is Fake Doctors, Real Friends with Zach Braff and Donald Faison. The Lonely Island Seth Meyers podcast and How We Made Your Mother. The two I listen to are The Lonely Island Seth Meyers podcast and How We Made Your Mother. I stopped listening pretty quickly to Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Now, this like predates both of those shows by a while. So like it came out, I think it was pandemic era. I admittedly haven't listened to it in a while, but I gave it the old college try and I just like couldn't do it. even though Scrubs is one of my favorite shows. Now, I just checked, and as I'm recording this, 3 days ago, they put out an episode called Our Last Hurrah. And before that, it was basically like Real Friends Classics. I scrolled back. It looks like they did make it through the entire series, and that it includes the spinoff, right? Scrubs Med School. But I stopped watching somewhere in season one because the show quickly got off the rails and they were focused more on the lives of Zach Braff and Donald Faison than on the actual show. And that's fine if that's how you're going to bill it. Now, they cursed a lot. And while I curse a lot in my real life, I try not to curse a lot on podcasts, especially because I like to listen to podcasts in the car with my kids. That's neither here nor there. But the banter went from banter to tangents that distracted. If we look at the Lonely Island Seth Meyers podcast and How We Made Your Mother, let's look at How We Made Your Mother first. I think this is the most focused show of all of them, just by virtue of it being two people, maybe sometimes three when they bring on a guest, which they don't do every episode, but it's focused. They walk through the episode. They talk a bit about it. I don't know if there's an outline. It seems really casual, but I think they created a mission for the show and they are sticking pretty strictly to that mission, at least in this, you know, first few months of the show. Now, the Lonely Island Seth Meyers podcast, there's a lot of banter. There's a lot of inside jokes, but it's kind of, it's part of the lore of the show, like I was saying with Connected. You know, they got an inside joke and they call their listeners the Quaid Army. And you know, you say Quaid Army and they respond Righteous Kill. And there's a whole bunch of nonsense. But ultimately, the show is mostly about their time at SNL and they're walking through all of their shorts, like the digital shorts that they did. They'll sometimes diverge and talk about current projects and things like that. But I listened to get a behind the scenes look at what it was like working at SNL, what it was like creating digital shorts, and an inside look at their creative process. And I get that, right? I'm listening to How We Made Your Mother because that show told such an incredible story, regardless of how you feel about the last season, told such an incredible story, which with such continuity that I want to know how it happened and like how they put it all together. And that's what I was curious about with Fake Doctors, Real Friends, but it quickly turned into like, the thing I remember most about listening to that show was them talking about going to Cabo and like Johnny C. McGinley, who played Dr. Cox, trying to get them back on track. And so like, I would love, maybe they changed this. Maybe they got feedback and they course corrected. I'll have to listen again, but that's how they lost me. And so I'm telling you all this because I think a host co-host format could be really good. The banter is really important, but don't let the banter distract from the mission of the show. Don't let your show turn into a bunch of inside jokes with a friend at the risk of alienating the audience. A little bit of banter is good. A show that's mostly banter and not core content is a show killer. So that's what I'm thinking. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Let me know over at streamlinedfeedback.com. What kind of show do you have? Interview, host, co-host? Are you thinking about starting a show? Do you like solo episodes? Again, that's over at streamlinedfeedback.com. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.